Sometimes you just get a hankering for a big old juicy finger-licking good burger, don't you?
Yeah.
But do you actually know anything about the history of the hamburger?
Joining us on the Kogo News Live Line, author of Hamburger Dreams, How Classic Crime-Solving Techniques Helped Crack the Case of America's Greatest Culinary Mystery, Chris Carosa. I've got a lot of C's in there. Yeah. What is that? Onomatopoeia? I can't remember. How's it going, Chris?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. So why is the origin story of the burger considered such a mystery?
Well, it's because no one had a cell phone back then to take a picture and post it on Facebook. It's one of those things, when you invent something that changes history, very rarely do you realize its impact at the time of invention. And that's what happened with the hamburger.
All right. So where is it from? Where did it start?
There are competing stories. There's four main stories, all of which I address in the book. And what I did is I used a little bit of classic crime-solving techniques to eliminate the ones that are really impossible. So I put them in chronological order, and then I search newspaper articles to see when the first mention of hamburger occurred. And anything any origin story that occurred after that mention was removed. And I got it down to two competing stories, both in 1885, one at the Erie County Fair in western New York and the other at the Seymour Fair in Wisconsin. The Erie County Fair occurred first, so just based on that, it would seem that that would be where the hamburger was invented. Now, I didn't leave it at that, though, by the way. I then applied a different type of criminal analysis, more like forensics, where I went to the stories as they were actually told, and I tried to get contemporary verification for the facts that were in the stories that they were told. And that revealed some pretty interesting things, which I talk about in the book.
Well, and it's amazing because this thing has turned into a thing that you eat all the time. I mean, it's American, it's just a classic American thing. I mean, here in San Diego, we brag about In-N-Out. In Texas, they're like, yeah, it's the Whataburger. You know what I mean? We even have competing burgers.
I call this the second greatest invention, you know, after the wheel. And of course, when you talk about In-N-Out, the wheel and the hamburger, you can see how it goes together.
This is true. Mm-hmm. All right, so how has the burger evolved over the years?
You know, when they first invented the hamburger, they did not use a bun. They used either toast or just a hunk of bread that they made a wedge out of, and they put the hamburger in there. In the 1885 story from the Erie County Fair, the hamburger evolved from a pork sandwich. They ran out of pork. Couldn't get the butcher to slaughter a pig because the weather wasn't right and they didn't have refrigeration back then. So the butcher gave them ground beef instead. And what they did is they experimented, made it into a patty, but they put it on the same kind of bread sandwich. I wouldn't even call it a roll. It's really more of a wedge. And that's how they served the hamburger. And you see that in other places, too, early on, that they weren't using a bun.
You know, I've always wondered, though, why is it called a hamburger? Because there's no ham.
That's a great question. A lot of people ask that question. And in fact, a lot of people don't believe the hamburger story because it's too, the Erie County Fair story, because it's too convenient. The Erie County Fair occurs in western New York in Buffalo. It used to be in the city of Buffalo, but it got too big. It's actually one of the biggest fairs around even today. And they moved it out to the suburbs, and it went to a ring of different suburbs before eventually landing in the town of Hamburg, New York. And the legend goes when the Menchus brothers, who invented it in Buffalo and at the Erie County Fair, they didn't have any name for it, and they were selling a lot of them. People were liking them. They say, hey, what's it called? And he looked up at the sign, and even though it's called the Erie County Fair, it's locally known as the Hamburg Fair. So he saw the sign that said Hamburg Fair, and he says, oh, it's a Hamburg sandwich. And everybody thinks that's a little cute. But what I found in my research from a newspaper article in 1885, a very similar story happened at that same fair regarding cheese. A customer came up to a cheese vendor, really liked the cheese, and asked, what's it called? And the vendor said, it's called Hamburg cheese. So this was a convention, a style that was used back then, and it's very reasonable that that's how Hamburg got its name, or hamburger.
Wow. That is so much more interesting than I thought it would be. And really? I don't mean that as an insult
Very interesting.
It's really cool.
Yeah, author of A Hamburger Dreams, How Classic Crime-Solving Techniques Help Crack the Case of America's Greatest Culinary Mystery. Now I want one. Chris Caruso, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.